professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Do you need voiceovers, airspace, and great value for your money? No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we will be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. President Hichilema reaffirms support for cultural preservation and rural development. Ziska licenses 40 new manufacturers in 6 provinces in third quarter of 2025. In foreign news, Tanzania opposition rejects president's win in vote mired by protests. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the importance of traditional ceremonies in promoting cultural preservation, unity and education among the younger generation. Speaking during the Chipushi traditional ceremony of the Lala in Chief Shaiwila's area, President Hichilema said traditional events serve as platforms to celebrate Zambia's rich cultural diversity while fostering peace and development. In a speech read on his behalf by Central Province Minister Mwaba Shike Nkulukusa, the President noted that the Chipushi ceremony embodies respect for elders and community cohesion, values that have sustained peace and prosperity in the chiefdom. The head of state reaffirmed his administration's commitment to improving infrastructure development and health care services in Mukushi district. The president revealed that over 8 million kwacha has been spent on infrastructure projects in Milombwe, Makanda, Mambilima, Tembwe, Mongolongo and John Wood. He added that a police post at Chalata has been completed at a cost of 741,000 kwacha, while 3 others are under construction at Mansansa, Ilume and Musofu, valued at 2.25 million kwacha. According to the news, President Hichilema further urged local leaders to actively monitor CDF-funded projects, stressing that community participation is vital for sustainable development. Now, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has licensed 40 new manufacturers of beverages, food and non-food products in the third quarter of 2025, reinforcing the agency's mandate to safeguard public health and safety through compliance with compulsory standards. ZICSA Acting Manager for Communications and Public Relations, Onesius Mamba, says that the newly licensed manufacturers are spread across 6 provinces, with Lusaka province recording the highest number at 26, followed by Central province with 7, Northwestern with 3, Eastern with 2, while Western and Southern provinces each recorded 1 new manufacturer. Mr. Mamba says the new producers have invested in the manufacturer of millimeal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit flavored drinks, packaged water and stock feed, among others. He has further encouraged all potential producers to engage the agency before starting production to receive guidance on regulatory requirements.
Zigsa is urging potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production so that their entities are properly guided and equipped with necessary knowledge on regulatory requirements for their products of interest. This will result in improved product safety, increased chances of success through compliance with regulatory requirements, as well as increased market access. It is a legal requirement for any producer, importer and supplier of products covered by compulsory standards to be licensed by Zigsa for them to legally supply their products on the market. Zigsa regulates 102 locally manufactured and imported products covered by compulsory standards, including food products, beverages, chemical products, construction materials.
A social economist says Zambia's economy is showing renewed signs of stability as the foreign exchange market normalizes, fuel prices decline and inflation begins to ease. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Chisanga says these developments clearly demonstrate that recent policy interventions by the Bank of Zambia and other economic regulators are starting to take effect, restoring confidence across key sectors of the economy. Mr. Chisanga says the stabilization of the kwacha, currently trading around 22.10.10 kwacha to 22.50 kwacha per US dollar marks a significant improvement from the 27 kwacha to 28 kwacha range posted earlier this year. He says the recovery has been supported by stronger foreign exchange inflows from the mining and export sectors, tighter monetary policy and improved enforcement of foreign exchange regulations. He further says the Bank of Zambia's initiatives to improve transparency in the interbank market and curb speculative demand have also played a major role in restoring order to the current market. The economist says the appreciation of the kwacha has since begun to feed into the domestic economy, particularly through reduced import costs with slow implementations to price action on essential centers. Now, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, recently announced a downward adjustment on fuel prices, with petrol now selling at 28.97 kwacha per litre and diesel at 25.35 kwacha per litre. Still in our local news, the leadership movement says the party is saddened by the reports that the government of Zambia prevented worshippers from worshipping on the eve of Zambia's 61st independence celebration. Speaking to One Love Radio News, LM spokesperson Patson Chalwe says the justification given by the government that there was enough police manpower in the marshal, the place of worship, is not in order, as places of worship are the most peaceful places that do not need police heavy presence. Mr. Chalwe has questioned whether it's true that there is not enough manpower in the police service to marshal a prayer event. He has described as excuses that government gave for disallowing worshippers from worshipping, stating that such excuses are a desperate attempt to defend what is not right.
So the excuses that have been given are lame, and it is such excuses and the desperation to defend that causes people to fill in the blank, because there is no way the entire permanent secretary information is going to come up with such a story that is weak. We as leadership movement understand that we have enough manpower. You do not need 100 policemen. You just need a small number, maybe 5, 6. You cannot tell us that they failed to marshal that small number and provide protection to Pastor Sunday Sinyangwe. The fact that they had to cancel.
Agriculture News.
Government has advised farmers to adequately prepare for the farming season to maximize yields and secure a successful harvest. Speaking in an interview, One Love Radio News Ministry of Agriculture Director for Seed Control and Certification,